David, hey, David, come on, we got to do the show.
Yeah, I'm coming. Man, this is so wild.
I know. Okay, just bring the TV with you.
Oh, yeah.
She's been glued to that thing all day. Okay, I'm Bob Odenkirk.
David Cross.
And welcome to Mr. Show. We've got a heck of a show for you tonight. Some funny scenes, some funny characters, some funny monkeys who've been beaten. Forget I said that.
Yeah, you know, blah, 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 the usual, you know? Yeah. I can't believe this. I mean, how does he think he's going to get away with this?
I don't know. It's crazy.
David, look.
Boy, that thing can really swing. We're going to have some issues.
See? Everybody's watching it. We should just show it. That's what I'm saying.
All right, okay. Forget the show. Put it on the big screen. We'll just watch TV tonight.
There it is. You can see it right there. That is the Popemobile. Police are in pursuit.
Absolutely incredible.
It is fascinating.
We can now confirm reports that the Pope is in there.
No word yet on where he may be headed, but we do know that the Pope is a suspect in the death. The death of Bishop Francois Cretoque, who was found brutally excommunicated outside his front door just two nights ago.
Let's look at a video now of the crime scene. As you can see, a lot of blood.
It's pretty gory.
Mm-hmm. Police say they found a broken staff similar to the one the Pope uses, and also a large conical hat, which police have not yet confirmed is the Pope.
With us tonight with some insight into all this, hopefully, is Pope fan and expert Tim McCracken. Tim?
Hello, Ron and Terry.
Hi.
Hello, Tim. Now, just for clarification for us here, you are not a Catholic, right?
Oh, no. Oh, God, no. No, no, no. No, I'm just a Pope fan. I love popes.
All right. And you work at the Pope Hall of Fame. Now, what is that?
Yes, it's located in Canton, Ohio, in a wing of the Football Hall of Fame. You know, and we have figurines and interactive displays. You know, you can say a novena with a pope. You can damn a scientist to hell for all eternity. Ask questions of any pope.
Tim. What's your most frequently asked question?
Who let you in here?
I don't understand.
Oh, I thought you meant me. The question I always get. Oh, no, no. Oh, the question the Pope always gets. Oh, okay. No, all right, that's simple. That would be, hey, what's the deal with the hat?
Yeah, what is the deal with that hat?
Nobody knows. Well, it's very interesting. It started with the loss of a bet in 1674 by Pope Leopold IX. And IX was actually his last name. He was the third Leopold. He loved gravy.
Right. Tim, we'd love to hear more, but I'm getting a signal here. Will you stick around into the next hour with us?
Oh, sure. Should I just stay here?
Well, you can stay there if you want, but we're going to be telling more news stories.
Yes.
Once again, the police have been pursuing the Pope for the past 2.5 hours.
Oh, I know. Why don't I sit there, and you sit here where I am. Switch it up.
Tim, that doesn't work for us, for a plethora of reasons that I can't go into now.
Oh, no, I got it. Okay, I got it. I'll sit back here so you can see me.
Fine. Okay, we now know that the Pope just made a cellular phone call to his mother in Latvia from inside the Popemobile.
And Terry, this is a breaking story. The driver of that Popemobile has definitely been identified as 4-time Olympic champion.
Hello, ding dong. Better idea. Here we go. How about this? Under the desk.
The Pope still blessing people from inside the Popemobile.
Okay, wait. New idea. You're going to love this.
Tim, God damn it.
Hey, we're live.
Tim, I'm sorry. Very sorry. Why don't you go wait in the expert lounge?
Guest experts of this newscast stay at the Tantamount Expert Lounge, located in the heart of New York City.
The terrified Pope still fleeing willy-nilly. Let's rejoin that chase already in progress.
Dudes, this chase is classic.
Awesome.
No, dude, it's classic.
No, dude, awesome.
Dude, you're both wrong. It's 4.
What? A half hour ago, you agreed it was classic.
Well, that was then, and this is now. It's 4.
Classic. What? Now you agree it's classic?
No, dude. Him switching over is a classic move on his part. The chase is
you! Fuck you!
Oh, I'm here for my music lesson. My name is Larry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, your mom called ahead. Oh, yeah, so sit down, man. Show me what you can do, you know?
Oh, I've never played before. I don't.
Hey, no excuses. We all suck when we start.
Oh, okay, all right. Wait.
Whoa, dude, you're incredible!
Play, keep playing. Wait.
No. Sweet Jesus, Marie, what are you, some kind of a guitar god?
No, I just... Nils, you sound great.
It's not me, man, it's him. Play. Oh, yeah.
I don't... That's it. I quit. I thought I was good. Then I met you, dude. Then I met you.
Play, man.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay, hold on, man. Milk guitar shop. Yeah. Yeah, he's here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good news. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Bye. Hey, man, stop playing. Hey, ho! Take it away from him.
Huh? What's going on?
You know, before you came here, your mother called, and she said, like, you had only a few weeks to live, and we should try to make you feel good, but I guess they just got some test results back, and you're going to be okay, so we don't have to do that, Blackie.
Oh, cool.
Wait, she thought I was dying.
How about the show tonight, man?
Good kick you can't besides that.
Yeah. Back a little bit.
Well, hey, guys, what about my lesson?
Yeah, lesson one. Never pick up a guitar ever again.
Oh, yeah, but I can learn. I mean, that's...
No, you can't. You suck, and you're wasting my time.
Neil's guitar shop. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, he's still here. Huh? That is a screw-up. Hey, dude, call him. Stop him. Okay, thanks. Bye. Hey, Larry, man, hey, play guitar again.
No!
Yeah, you know, I don't know, just see if it's on. I can't tell if it's on unless, you know, somebody hits it.
Holy whoa! Hey, oh, you're incredible, man!
Oh, come on, I'm dying, right?
No, that was just a joke, man, because we're totally intimidated.
Yeah, intimidated!
Yeah.
But the phone call.
Part of the prank. Face it, dude. You've got like a natural tonality.
Yeah.
That's what I noticed.
You got an instinctual strum.
Oh, the strum.
Yeah.
I always thought that'd be my strong point.
Yeah.
You're right.
Is it a prank?
Yeah.
So you guys are weird?
Freaks.
Yeah. Picking a head.
Oh, man, you guys are...
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Guitar God. Hello, Neil's guitar shop. Yeah? Huh? You got a chart mix-up? An update? Oh. Yeah. Okay. Oh. Oh, no.
What's going on? Am I going to live?
How do I know? I'm a guitar teacher. What?
No. So do you still think I'm that great of a guitar player?
No.
Yes!
But you don't totally suck, so don't start celebrating.
Oh, no. What? How good am I?
You don't need many lessons.
Oh, no, how many?
A couple of months worth, depending on how you feel. But there's a 20% chance that you totally suck and you could practice for years, man, and not be any good. What? Oh, no. Okay, I'll be the one. All right, Larry, listen up, man. What? This is the truth now. Everything up till now has just been part of a very funny prank, all right? You are the greatest guitar player that I have ever heard, ever.
Oh, God, why me? What did I do?
I don't know, man. Maybe you were born with this.
Maybe you got it off a toilet seat.
I gotta say goodbye to some people.
No, man, you don't have time for that.
What?
Oh, you have to get ready for the show tonight. You're taking Blackie's place.
What?
Is this a prank?
No. That was a prank. That was a joke. This is real, man. Yeah.
Wait, joke's over.
Yeah, totally.
Really?
You're great.
I'm playing with you guys tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I'm just gifted or something.
Yeah, a little bit. Guitar God.
So I'll see you at the show.
Yeah.
So rock on.
Rock on.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Guitar God.
Okay.
Guitar God.
Oh, man, what are we going to do?
Don't worry, man. He'll never make it to the show.
But of course, they were wrong. That night, Larry played before 3,000 screaming fans who'd been individually called by his mother and agreed to not hurt his feelings. The next day, he confounded his doctor by not dying. However, still on the brink of death, he expressed a wish to attend Harvard. The university, tipped off by his mother, was sympathetic to his condition and awarded him a doctoral degree. This would be his last victory, his doctor thought. But Larry surprised everyone by remaining alive. He then told of a desire to practice medicine. A Florida hospital, after receiving a call from his mother, was sympathetic.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
You know, he's the best doctor ever in the world.
After extensive testing, Larry was diagnosed with IDS, or imminent death syndrome.
Imminent death syndrome, or IDS, isn't new, but it's rare. The victim is literally on the brink of death for 80 to 100 years, a full lifetime, and it puts others in an
awkward position?
No, it puts them in a
spot?
No, it puts others in an awkward position. You see, they want to make the victim's final days rewarding, but they feel taken advantage of when no one dies. IDS makes us all victims. It truly puts us all in an awkward position.
Oh.
Yeah, just as the poster says. Larry's not alone with imminent death syndrome. Many famous people have had IDS. Well, Juliette Lewis, the actress, has it. The artists, Leroy Neiman and Christo. Jerry Lewis struggles with it every day. These people are all very good at what they do. The best ever. Novelist Anne Rice. Clarence Thomas. Stephen Hawking.
Brilliant man. Quentin Tarantino, the actor, not the director. Hootie and two of the Blowfish.
The man who draws Ziggy. The man who draws the Family Circus. Many famous cartoonists. Hold on. Free horsey rides. I mean, doctor's office. Yes? Oh, okay. Well, Larry's just passed away, so we don't have to do this. I'm going to go watch the trial.
What about Jeff Foxworthy?
Good evening. Another exciting day in court in the trial of the millennium. In a dramatic moment, the now infamous bloody ring with the papal insignia on it was removed from its protective bag.
The Pope attempted to wear the ring, but was only able to slip it on about halfway.
Certainly not far enough to wear comfortably while murdering someone, I shouldn't think.
No.
The jury also heard from papal staff manufacturer Derek Humries. Here's a highlight.
Yes, that is one of our deluxe models. It's called the Big Boy. But we make 2 or 3 every year, so it's hard to pinpoint exactly where they all end up.
Well, besides the Pope, who else do you sell staffs to?
Just Siegfried and Roy.
Devastating testimony for the prosecution.
It would seem so, but a recent poll indicates that 85% of the public believe the Pope didn't do it, even if he did.
Numbers don't lie.
They can't.
Anyway, the judge has allowed for the sequestered jury to enjoy some entertainment. As you know, last week, funny man Tom Arnold came to their hotel rooms and entertained them with his zany Vinnie Barbarino impression. Tonight, they're slated to go to a hip happening coffee house where a local performance artist is set to do his thing.
Well, better than singing is due, I suppose.
You're bad, girl.
All right, let's give a big coffee clutch welcome to performance artist Spank. Come on, man.
You're tired, you're poor, you're huddled masses yearning to be free to work in sweatshops for pennies, from sea to shining with a top coat of crude oil sea. Statue of Liberty rusting in a polluted harbor. Liberty? American Liberty? How do I spell America? A-M-E-R-I-K-K-K-A. Chrysler K car, carcinogen, gin and juice, because you, Statue of Liberty, and you, America, and you, Mother Goose, are nothing but a fucking lying bitch whore!
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that a bad word to you? Oh, did I offend you? Is that a nasty bad word?
Well, let me tell you some words that I think are bad. Iran-Contra, Whitewater, Watergate, Gategate, America, you shit on us every day. You shit on us? Baby, guess what? I shit on you. Yeah! Yeah! Here he comes, baby! Here comes the shit storm!
Get Blanket.
Sorry, are you embarrassed?
No, I'm just...
I don't see anything. Are you... Did you eat?
Yeah,
I had the chili, the black bean chili, like you said.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did.
Well, you gotta have fiber, too.
Well, I did. I had that Newton.
Big Newton?
All right, get out of here, get out.
All right. Okay, bitch. All right, you asked for it now. Okay, you piss on us, huh? No, I piss on you! Let it rain! Here it comes! The golden piss of my people!
Did you drink something? You gotta have caffeine, man.
All right.
Well, I'll get some next time.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
Some coffee or
something. All right, get out of here.
All right. Okay, lady. All right. That's all you wrote. That is all for now, because this is it. Here it comes. Ready? Here it is. All right, bitch. Get ready. Get ready, lady. Lady America. Open wide, bitch. Open that bitchy mouth of yours, because... Milk, lemonade. Round the corner, the fudge is made. Ye old fudge shop. Open for business and fudging on you. God damn it. I can't shit. This is wrong. How can you people just sit there and watch this injustice? I will not rest until this flag is shat upon. In the name of my father, and in the name of truth, I will
fight on.
Objection, Your Honor. He's using an Irish accent to evoke sympathy.
Sustained. Mr. Spank, just use your normal strident tone, please.
Yes. I'm a taxpayer who makes a living, a good living, shitting on things. Money, religious icons, what have you. But my rights have been trampled upon, and that flag is the cause, and it should be put in jail! Order! Your Honor, I call to the stand a leading flag expert.
All right, I need a flag expert, and I need an expert on donkey basketball. All right, and I need a hooker. I need an expert on hookers. Good, that's going to do it. Thank you.
Sir? Hi. You got anything for me today?
Sorry, kid. Oh, pull up, please.
I can be an expert on anything. Just give me a chance. I work hard. My family is very hungry. I'm very hungry.
Well, can you handle 10 ways to please your man? Come on.
Well, the expert trucks are coming. Coming to your town. The expert trucks are coming. Coming to your town. Coming to your town. Well, the e-truck keeps a rolling. Moving them experts up and down.
You know, I mean, I knew it when I was 13 years old. That's when I knew, you know. I mean, it has nothing to do with greatness.
Oh. Here we go.
Hi. Hello. Hello. Well, in my expert opinion, Mr. Spank was rendered constipated by the combination of colors in the flag.
Ha ha! So, you're saying the flag was the cause. Because, as in before, as in forefathers, huh? Not my father's man. No!
Mr. Spank, could you say that in the form of a question, please?
Yes. Sir, would you please tell the court your theory?
Well, if you'll all take the magic pills I've provided, I will show you my theory.
The chair recognizes Thomas Jefferson.
What about me?
Fuck you, Gwinnett!
Who let you in here?
Gentlemen, about this flag business. A nation is its flag. And I will not stand by while some group of ye olde performance artists defecates upon it. Ideas?
Mr. Franklin.
Can't we just put the flag up on a pole where no one could get to it?
Lunacy! How would we ever get it down?
Let's make it against the law for human beings to touch the flag.
How would we carry it around?
Well, all flags will be transported by monkeys. Monkeys don't shit on anything.
Visit the zoo, Gwinnett.
Oh, no. What if we have only one flag and it's locked in a safe?
What if people made counterfeit copies of the flag and desecrated those?
That's simple. We don't tell anyone what it looks like.
Gentlemen! What a collection of assholes. All right, listen. Everyone go home and think about this. Come up with something.
We meet back here in 1 week.
Founding fathers, hey! Founding fathers, ho! Founding fathers, go, go, go!
The dog pile on Gwinnett!
Oh, get back, bastard! 1 week later. There. That's done. Now, let us hear what everyone has come up with. Mr. Lincoln.
Oh, me. Pretty please.
All right. Button Gwinnett from Georgia.
I made this flag. It worked great. People shit all over it.
You idiot.
The opposite is what we want, my dear Button.
What smells?
Oh, my perfect flag. It's made of shit. Oh. Gentlemen, who would shit on a flag made of shit? It would be an empty gesture.
Hey, put your pool box away. All right? Gentlemen, I've done careful studies and produced this. It mixes the colors red, white, and blue in such a combination that a signal is sent to to the brain, cutting off all lower GI functions.
Hmm. My goodness, Lincoln, will it work?
Just try it. Gentlemen, there you sit, broken-hearted.
All right, Lincoln, you've made your point. Oh, it works. You're a genius. But tell me, why the 50 stars?
Each star represents a playmate that I've slept with. Anyway, this design makes it virtually impossible for a performance artist to desecrate the flag in any such manner.
So that's how they chose the colors, because Lincoln helped. So do I get the job?
No. No, you don't get the job. How old are you?
17.
No.
27.
No, no.
33.
Why do you want this job?
Because it's easy. So you don't have to know anything about history?
Yes, you do. You have to know everything about history.
Okay. Well, goodbye.
Museum of History, can I... Yes, he just left. What? His mother? Imminent death syndrome? Hang on a second. Hey, guy! Hold up! Hey!
What? Museum of History, can I help you? No, you can't bring a class of students down here. This is a museum, not a babysitting place. New exhibits? Okay, well, we've got some pens and pencils and a telephone and an information sign and a television set.
We leave you now with that gruesome footage of a double murder caught on tape in Los Angeles.
Oh, man, classic.
Awesome. Look at
it. It is so classic.